Between the cherubim shine forth. You dwells between the cherubim shine forth. You dwells between the cherubim shine forth. You dwells between the cherubim shine forth.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The angel of the Lord is here tonight. As we're worshiping, just utterances began to come to me, and I perceive some of them were interpretations to some of the tongues, because Biola was giving utterances in tongues, and I was speaking some of the interpretation, and it is consistent with visitations I've been having since the beginning of the year. There's a tongue, some utterances that have kept reoccurring over and over, over and over again. It's like my tongue has been locked to certain utterances for the last couple of days, and it's the same thing kept coming. And I know it's clear to me that the angel of the Lord is trying to turn focus to a certain dispensation of ministration of the word of God, because the angel is a messenger, they carry the bear the word of God, and he's been sent, and I kept saying heavens. Heavens, 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 come to show you heavens, to make you see heavens. I'm bringing heavens to you. I'm opening the heavens. I'm unveiling heavens to you. I will show you heavens. I bring heavens. I bring heavens. Heaven, heaven, heaven. I bring the heavens. I come to unveil the heavens, to make it bare to you. I come to make it clear to you what the particulars of the heavens, the dimensions, and all the ordinances and all the activities of the heavens. I bring the heavens to you. Heavens. Heavens. Sakina heavens. I'm sent to show you heavens. I'm sent to show you heavens. I've been sent to show you the heavens. To show you heaven. Because heaven, heaven, heaven. Because heaven is a custodian of the kingdom. Because the kingdom is in heaven. It's the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of heaven. By seeing heavens, you see the kingdom. By knowing heavens, you know the kingdom. By discerning the heavens, by learning the heavens, by coming into a revelation of the heavens, you come into a revelation of the kingdom, because the heavenly order is the kingdom order. So I've been sent to show you the heavens, to make you to know it, to bring the ministration of heavenly things, to bring particulars of heavenly things. I will bless you. I will bless you. I will bless you. I'm sent to you to be a blessing to you. And I will continue to bless you.
Thank you,
I will show you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will show you.
Thank you, Jesus. Sali no. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Master name. Ezena noshta ne noi tayere vo sali no tani moi neste tayere vo.
Faham usish mahan aris.
Yes. Masu toy na mashina mosto toy.
Hof mahanarian us nianiania us nihanian us mahariar us disis nihakariar us mihakariar
thank you God thank you God
han horia han hanis hun hin han hor har har har
yes
horia ar asaha for I have come to show you heaven
yes
mas that shall come forth from my throne hari is nihanian us nihariar us hariar us hanian the things from within the deep things hari or hanian us hiaraba or hiaraba hariar us
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Han.
Yes,
Haros. Han.
Yes,
Han.
Yes,
Han.
Yes,
Han.
Yes,
Lord. Haros. Kiaraba Harios. Vihara Ashtuzim an U.
Thank you, Lord.
Ari I. Karia Ostis Tistianos. Hirias Ufnia Karias.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
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 Amen. I perceive we will just flow in the Spirit tonight. So Tomiwa, you came to show me a verse. That verse, that was Luke, right?
Yeah.
That was Luke chapter 2. So you said that it was impressed upon your heart, right? To show me. What verse? You were showing me verse 14. Okay. But what I actually... So, let me see.
I am bringing you light. Mm.
Thank you.
I am bringing you the things of my realm.
Yeah.
I am bringing you the things of my realm. Mm. The things of my realm are not the things of the natural.
Jesus.
The things of my realm are not the things of the natural.
Wow.
They are not the things that are seen.
Wow.
They are not the things that are seen.
Oh,
they are the things that are invincible.
Yes.
The things of my realm. The things of my realm bring you into me.
Yes.
The things of my realm bring you into
yes.
me.
Yes.
These are the things. These are not the things that are seen. These are not the things that are seen. They are the things that are not seen. For mortal men can't bear them. Mortal men can't bear them. These are the things of my realm.
Yes.
The things of my realm are the things that transform you into being in my realm. These are my things, the things of me, the things of heaven. Let your shadow go together. These are my things, the things of heaven. The things of
heaven. Ane naina la kare bo sai la ne kei le bo sai naina.
These are my things. The things I'm bringing you are the things to transform you and to bring you into me.
Yes, Lord.
These are the things to bring you into me.
Yes, Lord.
You are the habitation I am looking for. You are the habitation I am looking for. You are the habitation I am looking for. These are the things that I bring to you that will transform you into the habitation where I'm going to dwell. These are the things that will transform you into the habitation I'm going to dwell. These are the things of me. These are the things of me. These are the things of me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Satina
Morte. Pera Castina Morte.
Thank you.
You are being baptized in a new order. The things I reveal to you are the things I have seen from my Father. I am showing you the things of my Father. I sent my angels to you to show you this thing, to grant you sight, to be able to see into this thing. You are being baptized into a new order, into a new dimension. You are beginning to walk in the realm of the Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the place that the Holy Ones have dwelt. In the places that the host of heavens have dwelt. You are beginning to ascend, to ascend, to ascend closer to my Father's throne. Take heed to stay in this word. Take heed to obey the commands of my angels. Take heed to stay in this word. Take heed to stay in this word. Take heed to stay in this word.
I promise. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Allah. I found a blessing, Jesus. I found the blood of David, Jesus. I found the blood of David, Jesus.
The things of God and the things of heaven. I am bringing you the things of heaven. I am granted you entrance. You are being anointed in the spirit. You are being anointed in the spirit and being sealed by my name. Your sealing is happening in my name. You are being sealed with my name. You are bearing my name on you. You are being anointed in the spirit. Into the order in heaven. Into the holy order in heaven. You are being anointed. You are being anointed. You are being anointed. Be baptized with the things of heaven. With the things from the throne. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Can we just thank Jesus in the spirit any way that you know how to? He is working works on our behalf in heaven. He is interceding on our behalf. Can you just thank him? Can you just begin to thank him and worship him in the spirit? He is depositing the things of heaven in us. He has sent his angel to deposit the things in us. Can you just begin to worship him? Can you just begin to lose yourself in the spirit? Just lose yourself in the spirit. Release yourself in the spirit. There is a new order that is coming upon you. Lose yourself in worship. Just lose yourself in reverence. Begin to worship him in the spirit. Begin to thank this Jesus. He is bringing you things that even angels desire to look into. He is sending you things that even angels desire. Let us begin to just thank him in the spirit. Just worship him. Just worship Jesus. Just worship Jesus. Just worship Jesus. Just worship Jesus. Just worship the Holy One of God. Just worship the Lamb of God. Would you just join heaven and worship this Lamb? This Holy Lamb. Would you worship him? Angels are bowing. Angels are worshiping. Would you join the host in heaven? Would you worship this Holy Lamb of God? Would you worship him? Would you worship him? Angels are worshiping. Angels are worshiping. Oh, what a sight it is in heaven. What a beautiful sight it is in heaven. Angels are worshiping. Angels are bowing before him. Would you worship him? Would you just say thank you? He is working time non-stop on our behalf. Bringing us things from the throne. He is giving us things from the life of the Father. Would you worship him? Would you worship Jesus? Oh, the name of the
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We worship you.
Hallelujah.
We worship you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Somebody, can you read that? Luke chapter 2. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
strength.
Hallelujah.
Read verse 9.
And lo,
yes,
the angel of the Lord came upon them, mm-hmm, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will to men. And it came to pass, as the angel went from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, Ratamiwa just, he told me that it was impressed to him for us to read this verse. So this verse was the appearance of the angel. You know, in the Bible, there were many appearances of angels, right? Many people in the scripture from the Old Testament received angelic visitations, but not every appearance was from the angel of the Lord. Right? This appearance, you discover when Jesus was to be born, some of the appearances that came were from the angel they call the angel of the Lord. Right? And this same angel of the Lord is the same angel that showed John the book of Revelation. Right? When Jesus began to speak in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, you know, at first it was the angel speaking to John, okay? And then the voice changed into Jesus' own voice. And verse 16 of 22, he said, I have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. So this angel of the Lord is actually an angel that represents the Lord, Jesus. So it is his angel. Praise the Lord. So this angel is his angel. This is the angel that appeared here. I believe this is the angel who is with us,
yes,
right? He has said it. The prayer we had last week, the word that came, he said that same angel. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to read something to us. Amen. God is merciful. We're having visitations that are, which are remarkable, and they speak to the weight of what God has allotted to do, not just among us in this land, in this nation, amen, in this city. Praise the Lord. I would like to think that the angel of the Lord doesn't just show up everywhere, right? Now, I want to read something to you from May. That was May last year. This was the first time in my life I had a visitation from this angel. And let me find it here. I just want to read to you just to attest to what the Lord has been saying when Reverend was here, right? That was the same angel Reverend was speaking about, right? When Reverend Keith came, he came on the program started on Thursday, right? He came on Wednesday. And when he came on Wednesday, he slept in the morning, Wednesday. So Thursday morning, when I saw him, the first thing he said to me is that there's an angel here.
He said that angel came to him at night and ministered to him. That was the first thing he told me. He said, there's an angel here. So he confirmed it. And in the meeting we had, right, he also spoke about it, you know, that evening. Was it day two or so in the evening? Praise the Lord. I just want to, so this was in the conference, but this one now I'm reading was in May. So it's May 18th, 2017. Now, the reason I'm reading this is just it's good to confirm what God is doing, praise the Lord, to strengthen our faith, right, and to trigger in us a sense of anticipation, because it's important, praise the Lord, so that when God begins to do what he wants to do, when he begins to say what he wants to say, our hearts will be prepared. Amen. Now, when this visitation happened in May, I didn't know that this is what they were planning. Was beginning to happen this year. So it just happened, and then I wrote it down and kept it. Praise the Lord. But these things are now being confirmed. Now, this is Thursday, May 18, 2017. After having dinner at home with Essie, we sat down on the living room sofa. We had intended to do some study of the scriptures. But as we sat down, I felt drawn into prayer. And I began to pray in the spirit. Then Essie joined me and we began to pray together in the spirit. Praise the Lord. I found myself praying for the wine of the spirit, and I began to make utterances concerning the joy of the Lord and gladness. And I gradually found myself moving higher in the spirit as the utterances of gladness continued. Then all of a sudden, I broke into a huge fit of laughter in the spirit, and a continuous, uncontrollable fit of laughter ensued with various utterances about realms of pleasure and eternal joy and gladness in the Lord. When the phases of laughter ceased, I then found myself giving encouragement and admonition, right, regarding the attitude of prayer. And so I was just speaking to Essie. I won't read that part, but I said a few things about the attitude of prayer. So I spoke many such utterances, at which time Essie's prayer in the spirit then intensified. As I was speaking to her, her own prayer intensified. Then Essie and I then began to pray even more. And after a while, we had begun to pray in diverse kinds of tongues. So we knew that was a different prayer. It wasn't just praying in the spirit. Yeah. We began to pray in diverse kinds of tongues. And then it seemed like Essie had broken into a new tongue. So she began to speak a kind of tongue that I had never heard her speak before. Right? It was a different kind. So it means she was speaking from a different realm. And then at a point when we had almost prayed for an hour and a half, we both began to pray even more intensely in diverse kind of tongues. So we prayed for a long time, about a year and a half. Then the tongues then intensified all of a sudden. And as at the peak of that, then all of a sudden I began to see a vision. I was sitting here. I began to see a vision. She probably didn't know what was going on. I was praying, but I was seeing a vision. And so this is what I saw. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I saw an angel descending from the clouds with a large trumpet in his mouth, and I could see a great mighty wind blowing in different directions. So I could see that the angel was with a trumpet, but as he was descending, there were winds, all kinds of winds were blowing. I saw it in the spirit, right? So there was nothing happening in the natural at that point. I just saw it in the spirit. An angel coming, broke through the clouds and was ascending, and then wings, praise the Lord, blowing in different directions. And at that time, I began to feel a heavy weight of the Spirit upon me. I felt both a weight and a gush of wind. So I saw it, then I now began to feel heaviness, and then I began to feel wind around me. Now, there was no fan there. We don't have a fan here. Right, but I began to feel wind physically around me. And then with this, as soon as I felt that heaviness and the wind blowing, and then utterances began to come. So this wasn't tongues anymore, articulate utterances. And These are some of the things I said. I began to say, I see an archangel. So as I was seeing the vision, the utterance came. I see an archangel. There are many angels here. So there was the archangel, but it seems as though with him, there was a presence of many. I felt the presence of many angels around. So I said, I see an archangel. There are many angels here. I see the archangel with a trumpet. And as I was prophesying, all of a sudden, so before this point, all I was seeing was in this a vision. I saw the angel, and then I felt a wind. But all of a sudden, a great wind broke out outside, physically. So real wind, the atmosphere changed outside. I began to hear, you know, when you hear the wind against the, you know, outside, you know that the wind is heavy outside. So a great wind broke out outside physically, and then the wind started blowing heavily. And after the wind, all of a sudden, lightning started. Right? Lightning started. The wind, after the wind was blowing, you could see the trees moving. Then after a while, lightning started. Just lightnings and wind. And after the lightnings, for a while, then thunderings. So thunder started physically outside. And it was thundering. And as these thunders broke out, more utterances came. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Norman. Finesse pronde. Prohende. Fernanda. Thank you. Thank you. Anytime I read this, I feel the same weight that I felt. Amen. In that time. And then after the thundering started outside, then I began to say the following. There is a great wind blowing upon our souls. It is a wind of the Spirit that is bringing the knowledge of God. This wind is blowing with thunderings. The thunderings are roarings of God's knowledge. The knowledge of God is breaking through the atmosphere, and a portal has been created for the knowledge of God to come. Suddenly, then the weather became calm after these utterances came. So the thunder broke out. The heaviness brought forth utterances. As soon as I finished the utterances, then a sudden calm outside. So the lightning, the thunderings, everything stopped all of a sudden. Then all of a sudden, right, it began to rain heavily. Heavy downpour. And that season, I don't know if it was in the forecast or anything like that, but a heavy rain started all of a sudden. And as the rain began, then another set of utterances came. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Then I began to say the following. The portals of God's knowledge has been opened. And the knowledge of God will begin to fall on us as the rain. The thunderings and lightning signify the breaking and an entrance being made into our atmosphere. And now the knowledge of God will begin to fall freely as the rain. So that season was a breakthrough. A breakthrough. Something happened in the spirit. The angel of God came. But you know, angels with certain knowledge can't come until some warfare has been fought in the spirit. For example, Daniel, right? He prayed for 21 days. They held the angel, right? And then it took warfare to happen for the angel to break through. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And then the revelation that he brought came down. So I feel something like that is what happened. Maybe warfare must have been going on in the spirit, but there was a breakthrough in that season. And the thundering and lightning signified the movement in the heavens and the breaking through of the angel. Amen. And then the descending of the rain meant that the breakthrough has happened and the knowledge of God will begin to fall on us in an open season. Praise the Lord. It says, and now the knowledge of God will begin to fall freely as the rain. God will begin to come to us as the former and the latter rain. And then some other utterances came. Some of them are personal, so I won't say those. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And since then, in my house, I knew an angel was here. I knew. Because the Lord began to speak to us about some things, about how to, the environment of our home, there's a way we ought to keep it. There are some things that, you know, we have to guard in order to maintain the atmosphere. Praise the Lord. I said this to let us know that God is doing something. Right? We are not alone. There's a presence. Reverend said it, right? Reverend said there's a presence, an angel here with us. Amen. Now, I'm not glorifying angels, right? I don't teach angels. I teach Christ, right? Christ and the Father. That's what I teach. But the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, it speaks of angels. It says, are they not ministering spirits who will what? Minister for them. Who will be what? Heirs of salvation. So angels were made to minister for salvation. They are beings of salvation. God created them to help the program of salvation. That's what they are made for. Praise the Lord. Now you find that even Jesus Christ, angels minister to him. So if you think angels are not important, if they could minister to the Lord of glory, then how much more, you know, you and I. Praise the Lord. So this is a great season of salvation. The knowledge of God will begin to fall. You see the kind of encounters we have. You know, the atmosphere, just when we just gathered together, began to worship, there was a change in the atmosphere. That's not ordinary. That's not just the Holy Ghost within us. There is a presence here. They brought something down to us. So you see the utterance. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Machine. Mastis. Prasir. Prasir. Paranost. Machine. Machine.
For behold, the kingdom of God has come down to rest with man. The kingdom of God has come down to rest with man. I will make my abode with you. I will dwell in your hearts with power. I will dwell in your hearts with spirits. I will bring my hosts who will bring victory to you over the affairs of this world. The kingdom of God. Like a strong mighty wind. You would feel it. You would know it. You would experience it. Like a strong mighty wind. The west wind that brings what victory. The west wind that brings what victory. The west wind that brings what victory. Yarabasa, boy,
I am here to reign eternally. I am here to dwell eternally. I am here to turn your heart.
Thank you, Jesus. Amasalita, and Estenano, and Zatica, and Afoto, Elakai, Elea, Elama, Elisa, Elino, Eliti, Elifa, Elifa, Zetanimo, Italesteno, Elokai Ramas.
Thank you, Lord.
Elenoi.
Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Sami. Parianis Jehovah Nat. Karia. Area. Heaven. Kari. You carry. You will carry it.
Mm-hmm.
You will carry it. You will carry it. You will carry. You will carry it. You will carry it. You will carry it. The Simon Johnson. I'm so vindicated this evening. Thank you. The Lord says that even though there is a collective portion of this visitation, but there is also an individual allocation of it. There is a personal and individual. Every one of you who here is here, you will be baptized into these encounters because the angel comes to. He's the angel of the Lord. The Lord said, mine angel. So he's coming to bring an administration of the Lord to dispense properties of him. To give them, and the properties of God are personal properties. They are properties that will be ministered to you personally. So the Lord is saying, as you are here, as you are participating in this encounter collectively, you will carry yours. You will have a portion. You will have an individual portion. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. You will come into seasons of knowing. You will come into seasons where the knowledge of God will be brought to you, where Christ, the person of Christ, whom this angel unveils, shall be represented to you in a personal and an individual way, saith the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Father. We worship you. Kasi Avanjo, Ejin Jonzesto, Kasi Tefan, Fanon, Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our Father, we bless you. We thank you for all that you are saying. These are wonderful, blessed things to hear. This is what your angel called glad tidings of great joy. Every news of the Savior, of the Lord, is a gladness to our heart. You're making us glad. You're making us glad. You're making us glad. We are glad. We are glad. We are full of joy. Our heart is full of gladness. Esian gen zuspret. Threatened. Avenos see. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Lord, we receive all you have said to us. Tonight, we receive in faith. We accept this calling into this dimension of visitations. Father, yes. 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 Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Does anyone have that? Thank you.
That tongue. It's a man who works doctrines that first came up when Jeff was speaking, he said it would be a personal visitation. I was led to 1 Samuel chapter 3, when Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, your servants, your servant hears." The part that one of the things that came forth in the utterance that essay just, thank you, Jesus. First Samuel chapter 3, verse 11. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that hears it shall sing." It is going to be undeniable. As Samuel heard, and could not deny it. So will my presence be upon you. Haria anasiara osiara ara 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 ara. Yerosiara go for hear my words. Hear my words. Hear my words. My words are my teachings. The more you dwell in my words, the more you will be able to recognize this speakings of mine. These deep speakings of mine. These are things that you cannot come to of your own. I am the immortality that dwelleth in light, which no man can approach. You cannot approach it of your own will, but dwell in my word, and it will be like a tingle. You wouldn't be able to deny it.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Our Father, we thank you. We bless you. Lord, you said your doctrine will distill as a dew. We pray, let the dew fall on us. You said so much. You've given so much promises to us. Our Father, we ask that you will come and open the book and show them to us. Thank you. You said we should search out of the book and read. You said none of these things shall fail. They won't find their mate. Father, we pray. We pray. Help us. Help us to move with the Spirit. Father, I yield myself to you in this short time that we have. Help me, anoint me, pour your spirit, your oil, your dew. Help me to find your pasture. Lead me, lead my heart, lead my tongue, help my tongue, help me. Even help my ear to hear within me. Open portals of grace, distribute grace for delivery, skill to find your word, to publish it. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Our God, we humble ourselves right now before your throne. We humble ourselves before your throne. Come and teach us. Come and teach us, Lord. Thank you, our Father. We bless your name. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Different dimensions. She said, oink. It means I'm taking you from top. I'm taking you from a different realm.
Master T.
I can't feed you what I feed the common man. I'm taking you deeper.
Wow.
I'm taking you up.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Yinka gave some interpretations of tongues, and in his interpretation, he began to speak about things. About things of God, about things of the throne, about things of Christ. Right. That was in line with the first utterance that came about heavens. That's where God started with us tonight. He said that he will show us the heavens. He will unveil it. He will make it seen. Praise the Lord. Now the heavens is heaven is a place. Amen. Amen. Heaven is a place that keeps things. Right. There are heavenly things and there are earthly things. Praise the Lord. So the ministry of the Spirit is actually to help unveil spiritual things. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Spiritual things which are blessings. Right. Everything that constitutes a blessing is spiritual. Nothing natural or ephemeral is blessed because they are corruptible. And true blessings are incorruptible. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now the Bible says, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has what? Blessed us with what? All spiritual what? Blessings in heavenly what? Places in what? In Christ. Praise the Lord. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly places. That is Ephesians chapter 1. Let's read that place quickly. Ephesians chapter 1. Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we hungry tonight?
Yes, we are.
No, God can feed us in 5 minutes.
Yes.
And we'll be full. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1, someone can read from verse 3. Just verse 3, please.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in where? In where?
Christ.
Amen. So heavenly places are what?
In Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So heavenly places. Now we know Christ, the Bible says we have a high priest who has passed what? Into the heavens. Now, he went into the heavens. Remember when he ascended, a cloud came, right? Physically. So this was that Jesus who came and they put their hand in his hand, right? The hole was there. Right, he sat down at some point, he ate fish with them, so he had a body. So physically, praise the Lord, came after resurrection, he walked the earth physically. He got to a point where he was ready to be taken up, and when he was ready to ascend, the Bible says that a cloud came, amen, and then received him into heaven. A cloud came and received him into what? Into heaven. Amen.
Amen.
So a cloud could take a natural man, right, into heavenly places. Praise the Lord. So at some point, there must have been a transformation where his body must have mutated from the kind that resides in a natural habitat into a kind that can reside in a what? A heavenly habitat. Praise the Lord. So within that cloud that came, there must have been some ability, right? Praise the Lord. It says a cloud received him. He was received in a cloud. So for a cloud to receive him, to receive, praise the Lord, to receive him means that the cloud had the ability to take him out of the earth and make him appear in heaven. So I believe within that cloud there was a transformation somewhere of the nature of his bodily frame, amen, to come into a heavenly frame. Now, even though he ascended into heavens, I would say, where is Jesus now? He's seated in heaven, right out of the Father. But all the heavenly places are in him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All the heavenly, so places, not just one place. It means heaven has what? Places. Praise the Lord. Heaven has places. So they are heavenly places. And all the heavenly places are in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
now, Christ also is in heaven. And our spiritual blessings are in Christ in heaven. But the heavenly places are in him. Because how do I know? Because he actually, in Christ, you'll find the Son there. Right? In the Son, you will find what you call the Logos, or the Word. And by that word was nothing made that was what? Made. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the prototype for all the heavenly places, you will find them in Christ. The measurements, the what? The architectural drawing in the spirit that they used to construct the heavenly places, you will find them in Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Inside Christ, that's where you will find the design or the specification for the habitation of God. Anywhere God can reside. Now we know heavens is not his final home. Right? But he created it. He established his throne there. And from there his rule is his dominion is ruling over all. Praise the Lord. So everything he made came out of a prototype of the Logos. The Logos prototyped and produced everything. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word, which is the Logos. Right? The Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were what? Made by him. And without him were what? Nothing made that was made. Now, do those things include the heavens? They do. Because the Bible says in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, God created what? The heaven. The heaven was the first thing that was created. When God moved into creation order, praise the Lord, when he began to create, the first thing that creation brought forth was heaven. Heaven is the firstborn of creation, if I can use that language. It was the first product of God's hand. The first thing his hand designed was what?
Heaven.
Was heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Now, heaven is not just an empty place, a vacuum where God is staying. Now, if there is so much definition on the earth, right, God made specific things. When you go to chapter 2, he now began process later on of the earth, right? The earth was first of all without form. Amen. Amen. Let us go to Genesis chapter 1. I just, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I worship your name. We'll just go as much as we can. I shall... How are you? Awesome. Are you enjoying this place? Amen. We are so happy to have you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The book of Genesis, chapter 1. So we'll just go as far as we can. Amen. I sense the beginning. God wants to open, take us to the beginning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, when the angel of the Lord appeared to John in Revelation, when John turned his back to see the voice of him that speak unto him, one of the things that the archangel said was, I am the what? Alpha. And what? Omega. I am what? The beginning and the end. Praise the Lord. I am. So if the beginning and the end is one person, he didn't say we are the beginning and the end. He said, I am the beginning and the end. Praise the Lord. And if the beginning and the end is one person, it means the beginning and the end are the same. There's a place where they meet. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The journey that we are taking to the end is actually a journey to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the end is when all things have been made perfect, right? When all things, behold, I make all things new. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, the end is perfection. When you open towards the end of the scripture, for example, you begin to see perfect things. The city, they began to speak about the city, the new Jerusalem that came out of heaven from God. And the city is an emblem of perfection. It is a design. If you are looking for a perfect thing, what does a perfect thing look like? Look at that city. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see perfection. Amen. They began to list the things that won't be, you won't find in the city. You won't find, there will be no more tears there. There won't be sorrow there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All the things that makes imperfect, right? They will no longer be found in the end. In Revelation 22, you see that the tree of life, see, it showed me a pure river of water of life, as clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God, right? Now, you will see the tree of life, but you won't see tree of knowledge of good and evil anymore. In the beginning, the so-called beginning, that wasn't the beginning. Where the tree of knowledge of good and evil appeared was in the beginning. Right? That was after the beginning. Then those trees showed up. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But the Bible says in the beginning it was what? It was not so. Amen.
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 Now Jesus said that, right? In the beginning, it was not so. I think he was speaking about divorce, if I'm not mistaken. Right? He was speaking about divorce. That's when he said, in the beginning, it was not so. Right? He now says, for this reason shall a man, right, leave his mother and his father and cling unto his wife, and two of them shall become one flesh. Right? Now, so in the beginning means that there was an order of the beginning in which things were a certain way. Now, that is even just the beginning of our creation. Praise the Lord. But there is a beginning in God. God himself has no beginning. Right? He didn't begin at any point, and he won't end at any point. So, when you think of, say, the beginning and the end, in God, they are the same. Praise the Lord. In God, Alpha and Omega meet in him. They come together in him. Praise the Lord. So you can say, in God, there is no beginning. In God, there is no end. Right? But in God, he is also the beginning. And he's what? He's the end. Praise God. So you now find that in the journey of salvation, as you are journeying towards the end, you're actually journeying towards the beginning. Because when you arrive at the end, you now find that, this is how the beginning was. Praise the Lord. In the beginning, it was not so. Since after the beginning, some things happened. Man, something happened to man. Man is not how man was intended to be. Praise the Lord. Man was altered. But God has to take man to the end, or what the Bible calls the end of faith, which is the salvation of your soul. Praise the Lord. When you arrive at salvation, you've arrived at the beginning intent of God for you. The original intention, when he says, let us make man. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, making man, amen. God did not say, let us make man until he had made the environment for man. Right? When he made the environment for man, then he made man and put man in the garden. In that environment, he also put all the fullness of everything that man will ever be to come into the state of his intention. That included the tree of life, which man was supposed to partake of and come into life and immortality. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let us read from Genesis chapter 1. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. As you are reading this book of Genesis, I want you don't see this book alone as just the beginning of creation. I want you to see in this book there are things about beginning, in terms of how God designed things ought to be, how things ought to be in God's sight. They are deep in the spirit of the book. You will find things about God's desire for man, and God will have us read it. Praise the Lord. Somewhere in me, I was fighting this direction. This direction has been coming for days now. Whenever I think of Life Feast, this beginning thing opens. And I was now asking, how will we be reading Genesis? Why don't you go and read the New Testament? Praise the Lord. Because I feel like there are many things we need to be grounded in the New Testament. But my heart just came here. My heart stayed here in this place. Praise God. But I feel that God wants to extract some things from here for us. Amen. And they are very instructive. Genesis chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Verse 1. Can someone please read from verse 1?
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Mm.
The earth was without form and void.
Yeah.
And darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Mm.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water.
Mm.
And God said, let there be light.
Yeah.
And there was light.
Mm.
And God saw the light, that it was good.
Mm.
And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day.
Mm.
And the darkness he called night.
Yes.
And the evening and morning were the first day.
Mm.
And God said, let the firmament in the midst of the waters.
Let there be.
Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters.
Mm.
And let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so.
Yeah.
And God called the firmament heaven.
Yeah.
And the evening and the morning were the second day.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, verse 1 says, in the beginning, God what? Created the heaven and the earth. So singular, the heaven and the earth, right? Then you now see in verse 8, another thing happened. He said, God called what? The firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Right? So God created the heaven and the earth first. In verse 2, he now began to speak about the earth. He doesn't say all these things you're reading in down here, right? After verse 1, there are no details here about the heaven that God created. You will now find that later in the scriptures, right, that people like David, people like Solomon, now began to have insight into the heavens. And when you now go into Hebrews, right, amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, but even before David, there was one man who saw heaven. This was the first man who was shown the heavens. Who was that? What? Was Moses. Praise God.
Amen.
Moses saw heaven. Moses saw, he saw not just, he didn't just have an idea of heaven. He saw particulars of heaven. Amen. Now, after verse 1, it says the earth was without form and void. Now, it doesn't say the heaven was without form. And then begin to tell you how they now made form in the heaven. Okay? So, but when God made the heaven first, God did things there. Praise the Lord. And then God made the earth, and the earth was without form. Then he now began to give form through process to the earth. Praise the Lord. Then he now began to describe, first of all, how the waters, the Spirit of God was upon the face of the deep. And then God now spoke, let there be light. Now, this light is a different kind of light from the light you see when you come outside. right? Because the light you see when you come outside was not, had not been created until verse what? If you read verse 14, it says, so at first, in verse 3, you see, let there be light. Verse 3. Verse 14, let there be lights. Plural. So you see, God said, let there be light twice in Genesis. The first one was, let there be light. Second one was, let there be what? Plural. Let there be what? Lights. Lights. So there was a light before lights came. Praise the Lord. Verse 14, God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. Now, when God said, let there be light, he didn't specify. He just said, let there be light. That was light upon the earth. That light is not the light of the sun. Praise the Lord. Amen. The light of the sun, the light of the moon, and the stars and all that, those are lights that only these eyes can see. Those lights only pertain to what? These physical eyes. Right? If you move these eyes, those lights have no relevance. They have no application, right? Without, in terms of, in the dimension of seeing. Now we find that there are other reasons for them. In short, their main reasons are for seasons. Let us read it. God said, and God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for what? Signs, and for seasons, and for what? Days, and for what? For years. And let them be for lights. Right? So this is the other reason. The one I was saying first. Light in the firmament of the heaven. So they shed light in the firmament of the heaven. This heaven here is not the heaven that was created in verse 1. You know, all of these are still talking of the earth. There's another heaven that was created in the earth. Verse 8. Right? Praise the Lord. Now it says, and let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven, and to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, there was a light before. Amen. Now, if there was a light before, the physical light, the sun is a physical thing, right? You won't know it's physical. Go and stay outside on a very sunny day. What it will do to your skin will give you evidence that it's not a concept. It's a real thing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, but this light, that means that there's a kind of light that was upon the earth before those lights came, right? Mm-hmm. And that light is not just a physical light. There's a kind of light that God spoke into our world in the beginning, right? That was there before the light that the physical eyes can see came. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, another thing that God now began to do. Okay, now you see, it says, he called the light day, he called it the darkness night. Okay, this was before the sun. And we know what controls the natural night and day we know is what? The sun and the moon. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, you now find out later, God now said, okay, I want to make a firmament. A firmament means an expanse. In my King James, beside the word firmament, in chapter 6, there's a see there, and if I read down at the footnotes, it says expansion. The word firmament, do you see it in your own, if you have King James? It says expansion. So the firmament is an expansion. God created an expansion to divide the waters from what? From the waters. Amen.
Amen.
Now in the physical, the waters are divided from the waters. Right now, as we are here, there are waters above. Suspended waters. Right? High above the firmament. The firmament is the expanse between the waters on the ground and the waters above. Within the firmament, that's where you have your Milky Way. You have the planets. You have all the stars. You have the nebulas. You have all those things out there. Man hasn't even journeyed to the farthest. We've not journeyed, we've not even been journeyed anywhere. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And all that. Now, when you see the earth here, this earth here that God created is not only just this ball that we are living in. In this definition, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. In this definition, Mars is also the earth. Amen.
Amen.
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth and Mars and Jupiter and Pluto. Is that what it says? No. God created heaven and earth. These are the two dimensions of God's creation. God did not create anything outside what? Heaven. In terms of creation, his hands. He didn't create anything outside what? Heaven and earth. So in creation, you demarcate things between what? Heaven. So there are two kinds of things. There are things that are heavenly. Praise the Lord. And then there are things that are what? Earthly. Amen.
Amen.
Now, what is the sun? Huh? Is it heavenly or earthly? In that dimension of creation, in the beginning. That beginning order. The sun is earthly. The moon is earthly. The stars are earthly. All the planets are earthly. All the galaxies are earth. Because all those things fall within the confines of what? The firmament. In verse 14, you see, and God said, let there be light in where? In the firmament. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God, the Holy Ghost, was upon the face of the deep. The deep was in the earth. The earth was without form and void. And then the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. Right? And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Sorry. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Those waters were on the earth, which was without form and what? And void. Amen. Now, then God separated the waters, those waters. God moved some up and left some down and put a firmament in between them. In that firmament, that's where the so-called bodies we call heavenly. The sun, we call them, they are heavenly celestial bodies, but they are celestial in the order of the earthly order. Because they are physical. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, all of the things that have to do with earth, you find out that you can't find any one single field of learning that learns anything beyond that is what we call earth. So even the so-called astrologers, astronomers, NASA, no matter how glorified they make their provision, their profession to be, what are they learning? Earthly things. But there's a higher profession. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's a higher profession of those who are called to learn what? Heavenly things. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, even on the earth, there are two kinds of earthly things. There's natural and spiritual. Not all the earth is natural in terms of its earthly. I put it now. physical. All the earth is physical, right? There is a what? There's a spiritual dimension of the earth. Praise the Lord. Are you on the earth right now? Do you have a spirit man? Are you a spirit? Are you on the earth right now? Now, if the earth is only physical, where is your spirit? Or is your spirit, I know you're sitting with Christ in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When Jesus Christ was on the earth, he said, I and my Father, we are one. His Father was in heaven. Right? Now, do you believe there are evil spirits in the world, in this our earth? Are they in heaven? They are here in our world, right? When the Bible speaks about spirit, it speaks about even the Antichrist, right? The Bible says, I know that many Antichrists have gone into what? The world. There are spirits in the world. Now, those spirits, can you touch them? But are they in the world? What does that tell you? That the earth is not only physical, the earth is also spiritual. There's a spiritual dimension. That will now make you understand, when God said, let there be light, what dimension of light was that for? In the spiritual dimension, because the physical light had not appeared on the earth. Praise the Lord. So that would tell you that if there's a spiritual earth, right, and the earth, the physical earth, has earth and heaven, means below the firmament and above the firmament, that also tells you that there's also a what? A terrestrial in the spirit, right? On the earth, the spiritual dimension, the terrestrial of the spiritual dimension, and there's a celestial of the spiritual dimension. In other words, there is a heaven of the earth that is not physical. The physical heaven is where the stars, and that's where, if you go above the clouds and all that, that's where rain comes from. Rain comes from very close to our atmosphere, just the clouds. They hold the rain and they pour it down. That rain in the clouds, that's not the water that's suspended above. The water suspended above, they are in realms where man has not even touched. When you look out to the sky and you see those stars, there are waters higher than those that expands. They are suspended above there. And all the realms above our clouds are called the heavens physically. Right? The stars and all these things are there. But there is a spiritual one which is called the air. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us see. We can put your hand there. I want us to see the book of Colossians. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3, can someone please read verse 1 and 2?
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
On the earth. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So it says, if ye then be risen with Christ, then you should do what? Seek things. Amen. Seek means pursue. Go after. Look for. Look for things that are what? Above. Not just things above. If they say things above, then you can say, okay, wow, I can now become an astronomer, an astronaut, and go and look for things in Mars. No. But they defined it, right? Where Christ is what? Seated on the right hand of God. So that tells you the place, the above dimension, that when you are born again to seek, is not the earthly dimension, but in the heaven. At where the right hand of God, where Christ is seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, with all the technology in our day, in terms of seeking, the greatest scientist in our world doesn't come close in knowledge. When you bring Moses and lining up with the scientists, they don't come close in what they've seen. Do you know Moses wrote this book? There's no way you can see heavens and not know the earth. You wonder, okay, how did Moses know this detail about the beginning? Have you ever thought about it? Was it there when Eve and the Satan were talking? Was it there when God breathed upon, you know, and then God formed man out of the dust, breathed upon his nostrils, the bread of life, and he became a living soul? Was it there when God cast them out of Eden? Was it there when Cain and Abel were doing offerings and sacrifices? How did he know these things? He saw. God showed him things. God showed him. These things are little, right? What happened on the earth, how they came to be. Those are little things compared to what he saw. Moses saw the heavens. And Moses was the most high priest of the Old Testament. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, do you know most of the creation, most of the things that were created in Genesis chapter 1 were actually in the spiritual dimension, and they were there. For example, when God said, "Let us make man." Can we read that? Verse 26. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Can someone please read verse 26?
And God said, let us make man in our image.
Yes.
After our likeness.
Yes.
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth.
Yes.
And over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth.
Okay.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he.
Yes.
Male and female created he.
Amen. And then God what?
Blessed
them. And God said to them what? Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and every living thing that was upon the earth. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Now when God created this man, God has said it, God created him. Right? So God didn't say let us. Verse 26 was the intention. Verse 27 says God now went ahead and carried out what? His intention. So in chapter 1 of Genesis, God had what? Created man. Okay? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, well, after God had created man, there was still no man on the earth. In terms of appearing, you couldn't see a man. If you looked at the whole earth, you wouldn't see anybody. But God had created man. Meaning that man existed in the what? Spiritual dimension. That was the first realm where God existed, and that man was on the earth, but it was in the spiritual dimension of the earth. That was the hidden dimension. Praise the Lord. Because that man he created was a spirit. Do you understand? The man God made was what?
A spirit.
In the man he created, within that man, there's both the female and male expressions. There was no separation. Made them what? Male and female. Read it. Verse 27. So God created man in his image, and God created in the image of God created he him, and then male and female created he them. Right? In God, that tells that in God's God himself, in him is a spirit. In him is also male and female. Because he created man in his image. Amen. Now, is there the male God and the female God separately? Praise the Lord. I remember when, you know, people have gone into all kinds of things these days. You know, I entered the bus one day from my house. I was still in university in Winnipeg. I was going to school in the morning, early morning. I just went in to enjoy, you know, just thinking about school. One guy just sat down beside me and opened one pamphlet. Praise the Lord. And he asked me, "Have you heard of God the Mother?" Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
about, like, normally when people like that walk up to me, I don't want to be rude and
just
crazy. I'm like, okay. But he started telling me that before, so something before, we have to know something. I've come to God the mother or something. And when he said that, I said, I'm sorry, please.
I have somewhere to go.
Like,
praise the Lord. So you see people take scriptures and then turn it upside down and bring things out. Praise God. Well, we know there's no God the mother. Right? Amen. Because in God, he houses all the feminine and the male. Amen. Praise the Lord. God gave birth to a son. He didn't need to have a separate entity to do something with, to produce a son. He was able to produce within him all the capacities of what? Male and female. In that image of God, he created man. That was the image. That's the same way the man, the spirit he made. All the capacities of the feminine. You see, when you study God in the scripture, you will see sometimes feminine expressions of him. Sometimes you see what? Masculine expressions. Everything are in him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So in this man he created, he said male and female created he them. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, but when you come in the physical, you won't find the man, right? Let me show you here. Now, when you go to verse 2, chapter 2 of Genesis. Chapter 1, that was where God was creating, and God said, and God said, and God said, and God said, that's God. God is a creator. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God is the creator. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But chapter 2, you won't see God said, you'll not see who? The Lord God. Right? The Lord God. Read all of chapter 1, you see God, 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 right? And God made. Verse 16, verse 17, and God said them. Verse 3, and God said. And verse 5, and God called. God, God. In chapter 1. Right? Now in chapter 2, what do you see? Everywhere, look, you see Lord God, Lord God, Lord God. Do you see it? Praise the Lord. Now if you go to... Now, this Lord God... God created, he dealt with mostly spiritual things. Although, even though he created some physical dimension, like the sun and all that, but that was in the realm of speaking. So God spoke the sun into being. Something out of nothing, something physical, mighty, massive. That massive ball of fire appeared, right, in the firmament. But that came out of the speaking realm. God just spoke it, let it be. And then all the stars, God spoke all the stars into existence, and they appeared. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, but when it came to verse 2, after he had created the earth, right, there were some things that were not appearing in the physical realm. Now, when God now began to do some things in the physical, he came out of that God realm, as that speaking realm, right, and then now came into the realm of the Lord God. He has to be a Lord. They call him the Lord of all the earth. Praise the Lord. So when he became as the Lord, that was when he began to... The Lord is like a husbandman. It's like a farmer. He's a cultivator. The Lord. The Lord is an owner. He's a leader. He's a keeper. He's a shepherd. The Lord is what? My shepherd. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So... You will now find here, you will see here that even though God has spoken all the trees, all the herbs, all the leaves, all everything into being, he created them in chapter 1. In chapter 2, they did not appear. They weren't showing up on the earth. It will take the Lord God to cause them to come out. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And the same thing with man. Man was in the spirit, but man had not appeared. It took the Lord God to form him. Praise the Lord. And to give him a form. Now, if you read... thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Verse 4 of chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verse 4.
These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God
made the earth and the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
And every plant of the field before
it, you see, before it was in the earth. So God made them before they were in the earth. That is earth now is a physical dimension. Go on.
And every herb of the field before it grew.
Okay.
For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth.
Yes.
And there was not a man
to till the ground. Praise the Lord. So you see, there was not a man to till the ground. God hasn't caused rain. It to rain. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it will take rain to fall from heaven to cause the earth to yield what? Its increase. Amen. And there's a tilling. So two things have to happen. The ground has to be tilled. And then what? The rain has to fall from heaven. So you see from this verse that there were no trees appearing and all those things physically. And also, for there was no man. You see there? There was no more. Now, where was the man he made? He was in spirit. He didn't have a form. He didn't have a body that can touch the physical world. He needed a formation in the natural. Praise the Lord. To be able to relate with the natural world. Amen. We now see in verse 7. What does it say?
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground,
mm-hmm.
and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Uh-huh. And then they see the Lord God then what? Planted the garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man who what? He had formed. So the man who he was put put in Eden wasn't the man he created. Not the spirit. Is the man who he had what? Formed. It would take a formed man to keep the physical garden which the Lord God had made. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I want to ask you a question. Which of the men did God give dominion? The spirit man. Now, where do you think that spirit was abiding?
In the spiritual.
But that man was actually abiding in the heaven of the earth. That's his domain. Because that realm of the heaven, that's the realm, that's where you exercise dominion from. That's where dominion flows from. That's what the heaven is for. In the book of Psalm 103, right, it says that the Lord, what? Has established his throne in the heaven. And then his kingdom, what? Ruleth over all. For his kingdom, so God wanted to establish his kingdom throughout creation. Where did he have to put it? In heaven, his throne. So God has to put the throne. The throne is always in the heaven. The throne of our natural earth is in the heaven of the earth. Does it make sense? Or put all the thrones, the physical thrones in the world together, they are all nonsense. All the kingdoms, go to Saudi Arabia, get their throne, go to any other, to go to England, get the put all the powers of the physical throne together. They are nonsense. The real dominion, the real people who execute rule over the earth, is the person who has the throne in the heavens of the earth. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 2, quickly. Just to buttress that point. Ephesians 2, verse 1. It said, and you at he were quickened, who were once dead in trespasses and sins, in which in time past you walked, according to what? The cause of this world. According to who? The prince of the power of the air, the same spirit that now walketh in what? So before you got born again, you were walking according to this cause. You didn't have any information to break you out of the cause. I mean, every person who is walking on the earth, right, without this quickening in verse 1, they are walking under the prince of the power of the air. He's the prince of what? The power of the air. Amen. The air is the heaven of the earth. The spiritual what? Heaven of the earth. Amen. In the natural world, the throne of the earth is in the natural heaven. The sun. See that sun? That's where the concentration of what? Of dominion of the natural is. That's why you see, in chapter 1, you see, let there be what? Light in the firmament of the heaven upon the earth. Amen. Verse 14, sorry. Let there be light in the firmament of the heaven yet to divide the day from night. And then, be for what? Signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. You discover that all the life in the natural world, the life of the plants, even the animals, are what? They all revolve around what? The sun. The sun is in the heaven of the natural. Everything, the photosynthesis that happens in crops, for a plant to even germinate, what has to happen? All the provision for the germination, really, to make it to happen. You know, you can put as much fertilizer you want in the ground, as put as much as you want. But two things, let two things not happen. Let there be no sun, and let there be no rain. What will happen? It will never come out. Now, where do sun and rain come from? From above. God said there was no plant because the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. So it's quite like the governance of the natural is what? In the heaven of the natural. So it is in the spiritual. In the earth dimension, the dominion of the earth is kept in the spiritual heaven of the earth. That's why when Satan came, he had to go to that place and take it. Adam was there. He had to unseat Adam. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Is this making sense? What the Lord is just showing us today is he wants to make us understand the wisdom behind heaven and earth. You get? If you don't really understand the relationship, the way heaven and earth interplay, it will be difficult to have the knowledge of God. Praise God. Because heaven and earth transaction, that's what we've been saying tonight is about. That's why they had to send an angel from heaven to us. That encounter we had, the first thing I saw was what? An angel breaking through the cloud, coming down. And all his dealings were to bring down things from above. After the thunderings, the lightning and everything, the wind and all that, what happened? Eventually rain broke through. Rain signifies what? Things flowing from where? From above down to the earth, from heaven to the earth. Praise the Lord. The Lord wants to make us heavenly. You can't prosper spiritually. You can't grow in God. The same way a plant cannot grow. You can sow a seed, but it can never grow. And it will never be fruitful until it receives of the rain from above. So it is in the spiritual. You can never ascend. You can't become spiritual. You can't become heavenly. You can't come into the nature of the Son and the Father. You can't come into the nature of divinity if you haven't received rain from above. Those rain are doctrine. Those rain are what? They are doctrine. They are what? They are knowledge. Revelations. They are revelations of things of above. Or what? Heavenly things. Praise the Lord. So if ye then... Do you have a question? Okay. Go ahead. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
What dwells in the earth, in the normal life, beneath the heavens of the spiritual earth? What are the things behind? Is that where, that's where our spirits used to be, right?
Yes.
Now, aside from our spirits that used to be there, are there other things? Because I guess that's what that scripture is saying, right? Like,
it's after we're quickened that we don't take instruction from that dimension. We take instruction from above, right?
Yes.
So what are the other things?
There are many spirits in our world, right? There are many spirits in our world. Now, all those realms, now when I say heaven, now it doesn't mean that Adam was just hanging there and then he never came down from there. Right? That was his realm. That was his position. He has a throne there. But his spirit can't, this was all his. The earth belongs to the heaven. You get? So this realm, the earth is just a realm of habitation. Now, if you look in the spirit of the earth, I'm sure you will find many demonic spirits there. Right now, right? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure you will find many demonic spirits here. Amen. You find many. You also find the spirit of many people. The spiritual dimension, earthly. Now, children, people, someone who is a spirit, every man is a spirit. But before you become born again, you are a child of the devil. Right? Child means you are joined to him. Anywhere he's going, he's carrying you with him. Do you agree? Right? The same way, when you got born again, your spirit ascended past our heavens, past all the heavenly places. Right? Far above. Everything that happened to Christ, praise the Lord, happened to what? Your spirit man. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 1. Amen. Now, Ephesians 1, this is after... You know, Paul prayed the prayer, right, for them, the eyes of their understanding to be enlightened, and all that. Amen. Verse 19, can someone please read?
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us, what we believe, according to the working of his mighty power,
yes,
which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead,
yes,
and set him at his own right hand,
yes,
in the heavenly places,
yes,
far above all principality,
yeah,
and power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And had put all things under his feet,
yeah,
and gave him to the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filled it.
All in all. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So are you seeing they told you that you, because you believe, right? You come into, so he says, what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us, which he what? Wrought, who believe. So those of us who believe are those who are born again, right? According to the working of his mighty what? Power, verse 20, which he wrought in Christ. Okay? So there was something he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. And then set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. He raised him from the dead, set him in heavenly places, far above all what? Now, this principality and power, that is the, we are going upward when you pass the heavens of the earth. Right? Now, when you come into the heavens of the earth, you will find principalities and powers there. The ones who fell. Right? You will see all these hierarchies, but they are dark. Now, principalities and powers of God don't reside on the heavens on the earth. Heaven is their own dimension. The heaven of the heavens. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that's their dimension. But these are hierarchies. All these are the classes of angels. I've taught this before. Right, if you are going upward, the lowest dimension is principalities and power. Right? Praise the Lord. And might and dominion. Principalities, powers, might, dominion. They're in one class. They're in the third heaven as you're going up. Or the first heaven when you're going up. Right? Then you now get into the order of the seraphims and then the cherubims, the third. Now, seraphims and cherubims, they are the ones they call names that are named. Right. When you move into their world, that's when you move into the world of names. Right. The second and the third heavens. Amen.
Amen.
So what he's saying here is that Christ was lifted above all of this. That's what happened when your spirit got born again. Because after he says all this, in verse 23, the next verse, you know, when they wrote this thing, they didn't write chapter 1, 2. But other guys, by the Holy Ghost, put chapters, and there's a wisdom of the Spirit there. But this was one continuous thought that Paul was saying. The next thing he said after this was that, then you had he quickened. That word quickened made alive according to the same order of Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So you had he quickened who were once dead, the same way Christ was dead. And then which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. So Christ was there, you were also dead. Now in your spirit man, you were also quickened, right? You had he quickened who were once dead, wherein in time past ye walked according to the cause of this world. Now this according to the cause of this world is the cause that's been dispensed from this heaven of the earth. So what they are saying, those who are dead are under it. You get. So when you are quickened above it to sit with Christ, the same place where he is seated. That's your spirit. That's only your spirit. Now, do you know why I'll tell you it's your spirit? Remember what we read, Colossians, let's go back there. Amen. We can hold, pause this message maybe very soon. Amen. Tonight, because time has gone and we'll continue. I mean, God is just opening something up to us. And I pray we'll continue to open it more.
Amen.
Amen. I sense that when God is done with us, we will have, we'll come into sighting of heavens. You'll be able to see heavens in your heart. You will be able to see them. There will be definition of the heavens. Because in right now, in heaven, that's where they kept your salvation. Right? Now you are saved, being saved for a better world beyond the present heaven. But in the present heaven, that's where the current, the program of salvation is kept for you. So anybody who is not interested in knowing the present heaven, right, you will never come into the heavens of the world to come. You can be born again and you can die, or rapture can come. You'll just transition because you will weigh you are earthly. So they will just move you from the earth to the new earth because you are earthly. You can't bring an earthly soul to a heavenly place. They don't break such things in the spirit. That's why you are supposed to learn to become heavenly. That's what they want to make you. They want to make you heavenly. You can't become heavenly without coming into the knowledge of heavenly things. Praise the Lord. So don't despise the revelation of the heavens. This is what God wants to bring us into. It's important. When you think of heaven, don't just think, oh, angels, why do I need to know angels? No. If God is there, it's important. If God can live there, don't commonize it. It's important to be interested in heavens. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you see, even though it says you are raised with Christ in your spirit, now if all of you you were raised there, if your soul is seated there, they won't tell you Colossians chapter 3. What does it say, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1? Can we read together? If ye then be risen. Okay, hold on. You see it? So if ye then be risen, you've been risen with Christ. Where was he raised? Far above. Then if you are risen, there's a seeking you need to begin. That this seeking is a task for what part of you? For your soul. Shouldn't you get it? Kind of? Don't worry, God will, you will. This is just an introduction. It's the first time you're hearing some of these things, right? Don't worry. With time, it will become so clear, crystal clear. Praise the Lord. So he says, if you then be risen, then seek. The seeker is the soul. Your spirit is not seeking anything. It has come into everything it will ever become. Because it has been risen with Christ and is sitting with Christ, is joined with him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So if ye then be risen with Christ, then seek those things which are above. where Christ seated with your spirit on the what? Right hand of God. And then set your affections, what? On things above, not on things. On why? For ye are dead, and your life is what? Is hid with Christ. Where? In God. Praise the Lord. So when this kind of revelation begins to come to you, what will change? Your life, your appetite will change. You begin to find things here boring. These days I'm finding even more since this beginning of this year, especially. Right? I don't find, ask my wife, I don't have interest in anything anymore. Sometimes she's angry sometimes that I don't watch some things with her anymore. It's not that I tried to, but I just don't have interest here. They have increased the awareness of heavens to in my heart. I have more consciousness, and this is constantly. When I go to work, I'm just taking a break. Just do what I need to do. I'm coming back to that place. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God wants us to live. Once the heavenly things begin to be shown to you, the conversation of your heart will change. You no longer hold a conversation here. You begin to transact your thoughts. Even when I sleep, my thoughts in my sleep are different. Praise the Lord. Amen. That the things I dream about are different. Since in this season is powerful. Praise the Lord. Heaven is powerful. Oh my God. They can change the conversation of your heart. Praise the Lord. Let us see Philippians before we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we worship you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see Philippians 2. Can someone please, with a loud voice, read verse 20? Sorry, Philippians 3. Philippians 3, verse 20.
Well, our conversation is in heaven.
Where?
From whence also we look for our Savior.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. Who shall what?
Change our vile body.
Mm-hmm.
That it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body.
Mm-hmm.
According to the work whereby he is able to even to subdue all things unto himself.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Where is your conversation? What is conversation? Well, your dealings, your life. Even though your body is walking here, you shouldn't be living here. Praise the Lord. I was talking to someone last night, and the person was just talking to me about prayer. You know, they find it difficult to pray and all that. And I told them the only reason why you find it difficult to pray is because you are too present here. You shouldn't be too present in this world. You should be present up there. Praise the Lord. You can be walking on the earth, going to school, doing your work, doing your normal life, but your conversation is in heaven. The conversation of your soul. He says that for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for. This looking for, this is the same language of what? Colossians. Seek those things. You see, we set our affections. Affections means what you are desirous of, what you are looking for. It says our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall what? Change our vile body, that it might be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working, whereby he is able even to what? Subdue all things unto himself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I have a message for you tonight. That Christ is able to make you heavenly. He is able to fashion you according to himself. Not just even in your soul and spirit. Because when your soul has journeyed and held that hope, after a while it will translate into your body. It will translate, it's able to what? To fashion your vile body, change your vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. you get to a point where your body will begin to crave for God. Not just your soul, your mind, no, your body. You begin to desire God in your flesh. You begin to desire Him. You begin to experience a pseudo-rapture even while you are living here. Thank you, Jesus. Kerenos te prenevesentu. Arianos evange. Shiny safar. Fetenense. Presi. Fretenza. Carinos disevendo. Avandis. Hevrendis. Hevrendis. Ebrunis. Orenestis te maigenonza. Avance zona mezza manzi Jesus te breti. Faranesha te broidi ben Thomas. Alinsa, Elenzo, Ezinso, Emense, Emenzo, Emanzo, Sheninon, Susi, Brinon, Subrudo, Subrudi, Sheni, Harionsa, Kerenonsa, Perenonse, Prehenonsa, Karamonsa, Emerenonsa, Emerenonsa, Ishenan Susti, Zibran, Jesusti, Evansha, Nosi, Brotiri, Vision, Diditi, Hivenos. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Mahenados. Heavenly. 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 Ah, so amen. Oh. Oh, Mashahinos. Oh, Samain Denisia. Eva Zenjasini Ali Prese Maimon Deva Inicia Lamond Amalinde Amanin. Thank you. I just want to be where you are. Dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me. Thank you, Jesus. I want to be where you are. Dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, in your presence, that's where in your prayer, as well, what I just want. I just worship you, Father. Bless you. Bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Master Naniva, John de Zebra Moss. Presento Messi Kratos the Fair.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you tonight.
Hallelujah.
We worship your name.
Hallelujah.
We bless that name, that wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
That exalted name, that's exalted above all powers.
Yes.
You said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. All power in heaven and earth. Thank you for the powers of heaven.
Thank you,
Jesus. Which is in the Son, which you are unveiling. Christ, who is the power of God?
I see John, these are 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 John
Our Father, we bless you tonight. Thank you for this delivery. You've initiated a process of delivering things from above. Things above. Things of the heavens. Our spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The true riches of the kingdom. The great pearls of glory. Hidden riches of secret places. Oh, Father, we pray an ancient on Prashi, Preanda, Alista, Faranesian, Kerenesama, Fede, Fese, Prissi. Father, I pray tonight for every single one of us here. I'm praying for new capacity.
Amen.
For heavenly things.
Amen.
Appetite, desire.
Amen.
Deep longing.
Amen.
Deep desire.
Amen.
For treasures.
Amen.
Things beyond the natural that we can grasp and hold naturally. But we will come into a place where we can hold spiritual things.
Amen.
Where our soul can receive them. We can take them. Where they can be sown within us. And can bring forth fruit of righteousness.
Amen.
Unto you.
Amen.
We bless you tonight, our Father.
Yes.
Thank you for the impartations that have happened tonight. We will never be the same. Thank you for activations of the Spirit of glory within us. Thank you for anointings, for oils. Thank you for allocations of Spirit, giving, pouring of your Spirit, pouring of Spirit. Thank you, Shen Sopraniza, Esi, Eon Tons. Thank you for Shen. Thank you for new language, for new conversation. Of our soul, conversation of our heart. Brianoshe, Prussia, Prussian, Evas, Asia, Asia, Asia. I heard the Lord say, be conscious of your conversation, the motions of your heart.
Yes.
I will begin to move your heart upwards. You will begin to look up. Desire things above. Long enough. The only thing, begin to find avenues as I bring them to you. Avenues to feed that appetite. There were ways I will begin to feed it with things. I will begin to drop things in you by hearing. Anything you hear in this season, hold on to them. Don't let them be taken from you. Don't let them be stolen from you. Because what I'm releasing are the building blocks in the spirit. To build a habitation where the Lord will dwell. I will make you into a house that can receive the Father, that can receive the Son. You'll become a tabernacle of God. Vincenzo Nia Nostepreni, Vesi Aero Saven. We worship you, Father. We glorify your name. We say, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We worship you. Amen. Thank you.
Between the cherubim, shine forth. You dwells between the cherubim, shine forth. You dwells between the cherubim, shine forth. You dwells between the cherubim, shine forth.